Searching for faith in America can be a hard way to go. On the one hand, America is a hopping, multi-faith place for the religious. On the other hand, the secular nature of American popular culture can be a spiritual desert. But William Dean says spirituality is alive and kicking in pop culture, if you look closely. Dean is the author of the book The American Spiritual Culture and the Invention of Jazz, Football, and the Movies. He says the origin of American spirituality goes back to the birth of the nation.
Americans, unlike most other peoples, are comprised of people that have been uprooted and thrown into a wilderness where there is not a long set of traditions that they can recognize as their own. This happened even to the American Indian, who was uprooted from his or her society, and to the African American. But all Americans are, in one sense or another, immigrants, even if they're still occupying the land in which their ancestors lived. And this requires Americans, finally, to be in a position where if they're to have a culture, they have to invent one. They have to improvise one. I moved to jazz because jazz is really, more than anything else, music that is played without a composition, without a long heritage that's given to it on a piece of paper. The genius of jazz is that the players improvise as they go. And it's interesting to me that in America, jazz was born.
You write about John Coltrane, in fact, who was known for improvisation, the great jazz sax player.
I take jazz very seriously. It's not simply a form of entertainment, but it is a form of searching. It's an act of expression that finally is an act that attempts to penetrate the surfaces of the society, to find some answer to the blues, to find some way of coping with the confusions and the dissonances we experience. So yes, I do cite John Coltrane as a perfect example, someone who took improvisation to the heights of, some people thought, making it for its own sake. And near the end of his life, he said, "It's not for its own sake. This is an improvisation that becomes a nullification of music that finally gets at something greater than music."
Talking about John Coltrane, I think I understand what you're talking about. I wonder, though, can you give me an example? If you were to listen, can you hear him search for truth?
If truth really is a recognition that we, at some point or another, have the slate swept clean, that we lose faith in any typical sense of the word, that we experience a kind of everyday atheism where simply the sound of music pretends to be sufficient. I think I can hear that, and I think I can hear him break through that to a grounds for new affirmation. When jazz swings, when it seems to celebrate, when it seems to discover some basis for affirmation, I think I can hear him searching.
Well, along those lines, you've also suggested that maybe one of the most religious areas in American life is football. Now, that seems to be a contradiction.
Yes, it does. I've told the American story in three episodes that we leave some mother country where there was a prevailing set of deep and lasting traditions. And we have occupied as a people what seems like, to us at least, a wilderness. It may not seem that way to the Indians, but to the majority, it seemed like a wilderness, and that we had somehow to gain that land through our own rough and ready acts of assertion. And it seems to me that in one sense or another, football is a ritualization of the taking of land violently.
Fumble!
Fumble ball!
Pick it up!
Pick it up!
Down the sidelines, Newsom!
He's gone!
To the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Green Bay!
Derek Lavelle with the fumble! Newsom picks it up, and the rookie has scored the touchdown for the Packers.
I'll
what a play.
You, what a hit. I'm not sure who hit him, Jim.
Wayne Simmons
just
turned. So where is
that
the spirituality in that?
Out of that sort of atheism of the sheer exertion of force, we find grounds for new affirmation in what I'd like to call the third episode of American experience, which is the invention of a culture, the invention of a spiritual tradition.
The violence is not itself spiritual. It is part of the search for spirituality?
That's exactly right. It's a recognition that we are alone, that we have been divested of culture, that we have entered a land without culture, that we tend to rely on just naked aggression as a way of identifying ourselves. But no, in itself, that has no very positive spiritual element, but it is a perfect way, I think, of recognizing that we are attempting to acquire the grounds on which spiritual definition will occur.
Now, the third area in which you assert from American popular culture a connection to spirituality is the movies. Now, I suppose you could say with movies like The Ten Commandments and things that those are a recognition of standard spirituality, but I suspect that's not what you mean at all.
No, it isn't. I've been heavily reliant on two books by a critic named Neil Gabler. He begins in a book written in the 80s entitled An Empire of Their Own by talking about how Jews invented Hollywood. The Jews had been stripped of their own culture and been subject to radical forms of prejudice. They needed an America in which they had a place. In one sense or another, in the 1930s, they invented a world through their movies. But this invention was accepted by the American populace because it, too, lacked a place, and the movies invented those places. So I do think that the movies had to do with the establishment of a cultural identity and, finally, within that cultural identity, a spiritual culture.
So there's something about movies as they are in America, and while they have been created in many other places as well, we do see movies as essentially an American creation. There's something about the way that we use movies to define what, our fantasies that's spiritual?
Near the end of the book, I refer to three recent movies to try to show how, through fantasy, in some sense, we found grounds for a significant affirmation. I look at the movie Judy Berlin, the movie titled The Truman Show, and The Purple Rose of Cairo, a Woody Allen movie. In all three of those movies, people had become so disoriented that, in one sense or another, the only thing they had left was fantasy. But out of that fantasy, at the end of each movie, they had the opportunity. It was missed in the case of The Purple Rose, but still the opportunity was presented to define for themselves a new kind of reality. They had an epiphany, a sort of apocalyptic moment where they began to find new grounds for affirmation. So I think you can find this working of spirituality in the movies, even in very contemporary movies.
Just from my memory, in The Truman Show, he is in fact completely unaware that he lives on a movie set.
That's right.
Everything that happens around him is viewed by millions of people, but everybody knows but him.
That's exactly right. And he is surrounded by actors, and there are TV cameras all through this little city where he lives. And he begins to realize what artifice this all is, and that there is no lasting or realistic sense of life in this movie.
Truman. You can speak. I can hear you.
Who are you?
I am the creator of a television show that gives hope and joy and inspiration to millions.
Then who am I?
You're the star.
Was nothing real?
You were real. That's what made you so good to watch. Listen to me, Truman. There's no more truth out there than there is in the world I created for you. But in my world, you have nothing to fear.
But at the end, he looks back at the camera after he's discovered the utter artificialness of the world in which he's been living, and there is a moment of recognition. As the movie closes, you think this man has acquired depths that we didn't expect out of that nothingness in which he's been living.
A suggestion that perhaps in the world we can also find depth where we see only superficiality.
That's right. One of the motifs for my book is what I call the irony of atheism, that the radically secular culture that America is finally has the ironic consequence of leading people to an utter switch. They find out of this naked atheistic secularism new grounds for spiritual affirmation.
William Dean is a professor at Iliff School of Theology and the author of the book called The American Spiritual Culture, and the invention of jazz, football, and the movies. He says he's worried that the spirituality behind American culture is slowly dying thanks to the decline of religious standards.